This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. We are just 1 hour away from the presidential swearing-in ceremony at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Despite security warnings, President-elect Biden declined to move today's ceremony indoors and instead will address a small, socially distant crowd on the west front of the Capitol, surrounded by more security than ever. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden will be administered the oath of office by Chief Justice John Roberts. Kamala Harris will be sworn in by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Biden's speech will center on the theme of America United. After, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama will help the two lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Because of the pandemic, much of this year's inaugural parade, as well as the nighttime balls, will be slimmed down or virtual, with Biden taking part in a televised concert with some big-name performers. I'm Julie Walker.
Joe Biden will sign 15 executive actions after he is sworn in, as U.S. President, aides said, undoing policies put in place by outgoing President Donald Trump. To address the crises of the pandemic, the economy, climate change, and racial inequity, Biden will sign the executive orders and memorandums in the Oval Office in the afternoon, the incoming press secretary said. U.S. President Donald Trump has left Washington, D.C. for the final time as president. Hours before leaving office as the only chief executive impeached twice, Mr. Trump bid farewell to a nation bitterly divided and boycott his successor's inauguration, the first president to do so in more than 150 years. In some of his final remarks before boarding Air Force One for Florida, he told reporters, "It's been something very special."